In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The New York Yankees and their offseason and the first chip to fall here, Trent Grisham accepting the qualifying offer, which makes my partner upset.
It does. It does, because I think that this is the potential, that's the operative word, but the potential domino that leads to a really bad Yankee offseason. And I'll tell you why. I do not think that they make the ultimate play for Tucker. Put him aside. They're not bringing Bregman in. Put him aside. I think the Yankees right now are basically banking on rolling this back with pretty much everything they had last year, hoping that Bellinger is still back. And I think he will be. But you've got to add to it, as you said before, not just lose something and then, you know, and then just kind of like add to something that you lost. You've got to add to what you already have to actually win a World Series. So I fear that the Yankees are looking at the return of Gerrit Cole as enough of a push forward to be a World Series champion. I don't see that. I don't feel that right now. I like their team. I think they'll be a playoff team. I think they'll be good, but there's just too many deficiencies. And now you're paying Grisham $22 million versus five? Let me ask you something. If he's hitting 190 like he usually does, are the Yankees going to sit him making $22 million? My answer is no.
I would think they would. They have to.
But they haven't done that enough in the past with the guys like the Hickses and the DJ. So I'm just concerned. Number one, I think they severely misread this. Everybody but them. You know, like everybody was saying, he's not going to sign that. So they basically threw this out there, rolled the dice, and got burned because they were worried about some stupid compensatory pick. I don't care about picks.
But most people do think that. I was talking to that industry source. Remember, I was talking yesterday. I just wanted to
same guy?
Yeah.
Same person, yeah.
It is a guy, yeah. And it's not Andy Martino. I mean, some people online are just so
is that what
stupid.
They always say every time you say, I spoke to somebody, it's Andy? Because you work with them?
By the way, if you actually listened to the clip yesterday that when we were talking about this, I was talking about an industry stores and what he was saying that he believes that's going to happen with Alonso.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it any softer on the clip that they posted. And I did that purposely because people, they just lack comprehension. They hear what they want to hear. They don't listen to the whole segment. They take things for what they want. And still, some people had an issue with that. I was not reporting anything. I said, quote, it isn't gospel. I'm just talking to somebody in the industry. Yeah, that he's like, oh, Sal's making it up. Okay, you morons.
And by the way, man, yeah. You think I had an easy day with the Cam Scattaboo stuff? Whose side do you think everybody took yesterday? I mean, you know,
I didn't see that. I thought people were...
No, of course they're going to go with their boy Cam, yeah. Which of course I get. And I didn't say anything that was, you know, below board. I just don't think he should have done it. But of course, I'm saying all the Cam defenders. You don't think my thing was blowing up yesterday?
Even that was said in a soft manner.
Of course it was.
In comparison to some of the other things we said.
Anyway, by the way, what industry is he in? You didn't say. You said he's in from the industry.
Basically. He's in the financial sector.
Come on, in the industry.
In the porn industry.
What do you think of Grisham accepting? He said, dumb of him. Career year, then free agency again during a CBA negotiation, which is what we were talking about. He said, not going to go well for him.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I bet Yanks were surprised too. Might try to trade him, but more likely stuck. Just to give you some perspective, like, I do think widely most people assumed, there's no way he's going to take 1 year. He'll never be in a better spot to cash in than he is right now. Why would he take 1 year, $22 million?
I don't get it. You know, it's a real miscalculation, in my opinion, on the market and what is around the corner for baseball in terms of finances for 2027 and beyond. And just looking at his deficiencies, and I don't think he'll ever button those up. He's never going to hit lefties. He's never going to be anything on the bases. He's never going to be a high contact player. Yeah, I mean, he ran into 34 balls, and he's got pop. Like, when you give him something to handle, he's going to crush it, but that's pretty much all he does.
Point is, there's no way the New York Yankees would let $22 million get in the way of what should be a big offseason. Now, if you want to tell me that your feeling was, you know, you weren't sure they were going to go all in this offseason anyway, understood. We could disagree on that, where I look at this team and say they have to get better. Can't just be relying on Cole to come back, relying on the younger guys to be a little bit better,
yep,
bringing back the same group, rolling the dice, and, hey, we got unlucky against the Blue Jays because we lost the division on the tiebreaker. Had we had those games at home, maybe it would have been a different story. That would be the wrong thought process. I have to believe that the Yankees D.O.N., Department of Nerds, and everybody else over there is much smarter than that to rely on what they had last year. And I can't imagine that Trent Grisham's $22 million, okay, it's a lot for him, but I can't imagine that's going to hold up their entire offseason.
Just before we move forward, define all in, because I never thought the Yankees would go all in this year. I thought they'd be aggressive, and I still do. But what is, for this offseason, what's your definition of all in for the Yankees?
Improving the ball club. And I'm not even talking about spending a lot of money. It doesn't just mean, we'll go get this guy, we'll go get that guy. Looking at the structure of the ball club and making it better, meaning risking trading some of the young guys away. You have to do that. Go get, for me, it will be Kwan, and now you have a leadoff hitter, which is something the Yankees have not had. The DON doesn't believe in leadoff hitters. They just believe in the analytics, and you can plug anybody in there in front of Judgy. So I want to see a different lineup with the Yankees, a different structure, pieces that fit better, whether it's moving on from Stanton, whether it's cleaning up the gluttony of DHs.
A lot of lefties.
Moving on from Jazz, exactly, or McMahon. I'm not just saying, well, go play checkbook baseball.
Go get Tucker, go buy this guy. Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I understand what you're saying. So now, with that being, I just wanted to define those parameters. Okay, now let's just go around and give me a quick yes or no.
Yeah.
You think Ben Rice is playing first base opening day?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, that's a great question. Probably.
Okay, so do I. You think Jazz is playing second base opening day?
Probably.
So do I. You think Caballero is playing shortstop opening day as Volpe heals?
Probably.
So do I. You think McMahon's a starting third baseman opening day?
That one I'm not so sure on. Okay. I mean,
I do. I definitely do, but...
Dude. Okay, but then if that's the case, then where are they changing? Because they're not.
But this is my fear. Now let me finish. Do you think Wells is the opening day catcher?
Probably.
Okay. Do you think Grisham's the starting center fielder? Well, the answer is absolutely yes. What do you mean?
Well,
what do you
think?
That's the layup.
I think Bellinger's coming back.
Okay.
Well, so if I believe Bellinger's coming back and...
Well, you're going to sit him on the bench, Grisham? He's going to play center field.
And then what? Bellinger's playing left?
Probably.
And then you're the same team.
That's what I'm saying.
It can't. There's no
Dudes,
way.
Listen. Over the years that it's been a couple now that you and I have been together, I have always been a little more overly optimistic on what I thought the Yankees would do. And while I liked plan B at the beginning, Liked it in real time. Ultimately came a little short, but I did think the Yankees addressed weaknesses, defense, base running, and maybe with a little more luck in Gerrit Cole, maybe they would have gotten to the World Series. We'll never know. But this offseason, based on the first domino that fell yesterday, my confidence is rocked here. That was the wrong thing.
Yeah, when you lay it out like that with all those different players, but even if Grisham weren't here, so that would be my counter as to why I don't think the Grisham thing is such a big deal. Even if Grisham weren't here, you could still go around all those questions you just asked me, and they still would probably be the same answer.
No, because then maybe if you take the 22 off the board, now maybe there is a discussion. You know what? We're bringing Belly, and we're going for Tucker. We're bringing Belly, and we're signing Bregman. I think the $22 million will dissuade them from doing that.
But you could now have, put it this way, you can now have Bellinger play a little outfield when needed, mm-hmm. also be your primary first baseman. Not a bad option when you bring him back.
Yeah, I like that option.
And still get Tucker or Kwan.
I don't see Tucker here under any circumstances.
Okay, but then it's got to be Kwan. And now if you do, that changes everything. Because now you could have Kwan in left.
Yep.
Bellinger in the outfield as needed. Your primary first baseman as well.
I'm listening.
Grisham in center.
I can handle that with that scenario.
Exactly. You're less reliant. So this scenario still works with Bellinger back, which bare minimum they have to do that, and either Kwan, who I would prefer, or Tucker. That still makes them better.
Okay. I'm going to grant you that. My fear is that with the move yesterday, they now have to be perfect the rest of the offseason, and I'm not so sure that they will be.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is calling from Manalapan. What's up, Mike? Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Sal and Brandon? How's everything, buddy?
Yeah, good? Not bad.
What's going on, man? We're good. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you something. I think Cashman got caught with his pants down here for a lousy draft pick. For a lousy draft pick? I mean, what are we doing here for a draft? Prospects are suspects here. I would trade these prospects. We've sat with Dominguez and Spencer Jones. Now you sign Grisham. In a hypothetical, you go out and go get, you re-sign Bellinger. He's been hyping Spencer Jones and Dominguez for the last 3 years. What does that tell the rest of MLB? Oh, you have no faith in them. We're going to give you nothing. Because the problem with Cashman is he holds on to these rookie prospects like they're freaking Bitcoin. And you know what they wind up being? The dot-com stocks from the 1990s, man.
I remember
this
those.
Is the problem with this clown, okay? This is what keeps going on and on and on. Can we just once, forget about Spencer Jones, dude, because he's 25 years old already. You know, he's like one of these guys that's in a gap year in college and he's still there. And he's never going to the pros, period. Because if he was this good, he would have been up already. Dominguez, we've already gotten a taste of Dominguez already. I saw a great taste 3 years ago before he got hurt. So can we give this guy half the opportunity that we've given Volpe for the last 2.5 years? And I don't want to hear that Volpe is hurt. Forget about being hurt. What did he do the 2 years prior? He did nothing. Nothing. You know what, Sal? You had a great point, and I've been talking about this with a bunch of my buddies. Maybe the right thing to do is maybe move Volpe over to second base, because Chisholm will tell you how great he is, but he reminds me of the guy from Willie Mays Hayes. He may run like Hayes, but he's like,
hit, right?
I mean, come on here. What are we
good
doing?
Call, Mike.
We are the freaking Yankees. We are the freaking Yankees. Are we all in? Let's go get Steens. Package all these guys. Lombard, LeGrand, Rodriguez, Spencer Jones, Cunningham. Package them all. I'll drive them to Newark myself. I mean, enough already.
I don't think...
We're the freaking Yankees, man. Act like it.
There you go, Mike.
Period. End of story. I'm tired of it. Thanks, fellas.
We can tell. Thank you, Mike,
for the call. Great call, Mike. Money.
We appreciate the passion. I think a lot of what Mike was saying there is true, too. We talk about building the ball club and whatever they would do, but the Yankees were heavily reliant on the young players. We talked about that going into the season last year. Too reliant on the young players. And almost all of them underperformed the lofty expectations. You can't do that again and expect a different result.
I got to swerve for a second here. Yeah. So he mentioned penny stocks, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll never forget this, dude. I am living in Vegas, and it's my second radio job, and I guess I'm still doing updates, and like hosting on the weekend, whatever, just working my way up. I'm in my 20s. And I had bought a few penny stocks like a sucker. And keep in mind, my sister's a financial analyst.
I don't know what they are, penny stocks.
I don't know if it was a scam. I don't want to speak out of turn, but nothing happened, right? Long story short, I've got this little teeny portfolio at this point, and I think I bought $100 of penny stocks. And I'm checking every day because my buddy's like, oh, it's going to hit. It's going to hit. It's going to hit. I'm checking every day, like, feverishly. And in between updates, I'm in this little studio in Vegas, and it spits back to me, not my fault, the decimal was in the wrong place. It was a digital mistake.
Error.
It says now I made $10
million. $10
million? $10 million. I called my sister up. I go, I hit it. Whatever the hell I'm yelling. She goes, you are out of your mind. She goes, you're an idiot. She said, let me just confirm. I'll call you right back. It's again, it's a financial analyst. Right. Calls me back in a minute. She's like, no, it was some. I think I remember KKRS. What was the symbol? Whatever it was. I made no money. But I thought I was a millionaire 10 times over.
That's the problem.
Dude, living in Vegas. I was in my 20s. I'm like, I'm never leaving again.
Thinking that you had it and then to find out.
In 30 seconds, I spent it all in my mind.
That's a life changer right there. Anyway, back to the Yankees young guys. Yes. I don't think that they can rely on that again. Whether it's Wells, Rice, Dominguez, Volpe, Spencer Jones, it hasn't worked. The Yankees, twofold: A, haven't built a good enough ball club; the pieces just don't fit. B, haven't drafted and developed the way that you need to have success to have those players complement the higher priced players. It just has not worked. I'm sorry, BT. Their counter is going to be, well, we won 94 games. But we all know the
not
reality.
Not my counter anymore. Well, I stopped saying that. Many of us did. We're tired of it. That's it. You know, I think common sense has to prevail here. Like, if they really believed in Spencer Jones, you think they're signing Grisham? I mean, if they really, truly, truly believed in Jason Dominguez, would they not allow him to hit righty last year? So these are the signs that you have to acknowledge. Now, I mean, the reality on Spencer Jones is that he's 25 years old. Hmm. He played at Vanderbilt. You get out of college. Now, I know you know, most of you know this, but you can't get drafted until after your junior year, unlike college basketball. Got to play 3 years in college baseball. So by the time he was in the Yankees system, he was already 21-ish, a couple of years. He's 25. So is he really truly an uber prospect, or is he just now trans? I don't think that he is.
If I had to pick one, now I haven't seen Spencer Jones. I know, obviously, about his history in the minor leagues, but if I had to pick one to bet on, I would still bet on Dominguez. But,
so would I.
But maybe other teams would, too, and say that I'd rather take the chance on Dominguez. You know, if you're the Guardians, give me Dominguez, I'll give you Kwan or something.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go the other way because I like Dominguez more than you, but I thought you were going to say Jones because there's more allure in the unknown versus maybe what you already have seen.
Maybe, but I just would take everything into account where a year ago the guy was considered a bust, not to mention his age. I can't trust that. Dominguez still has a skill set that can be worked with.
Stole 20-something bases last year, Dominguez.
My issue with Dominguez is that the Yankees screwed him up. You should have kept him in the minors to let him, get this, develop. That's what you're supposed to do. Develop in the minors. And then when they perform down there consistently, catch the ball, hit the ball from both sides of the plate, then you call him up and bring him to the minors. So it would just be a different thought process. They're trying to make players, it's not just him, other players as well, learn at the big league level. How's it worked for Volpe? I mean, it hasn't.
He's gone backwards.
You're right, but you could say, well, and they have said this, well, at least he's a gold glove defender. Well, you know what? Give me the other shortstops that can hit 20 home runs or steal 20 bases.
I hear you.
And I look at it and say, yeah, but he was supposed to be a better player, and you could have developed him better had you had him really, you know, learn in the minor leagues before you called him up to the big leagues and gave him the job.
You know what, Sal? And I have said this a few times. I think in the case of Anthony, I just think he was overdrafted. I think that if he's a sixth round pick or a ninth round pick or a fourth round pick, and maybe even if he's not from Jersey, maybe it's a different evaluation because he has done some good things. Now, this is the time where it's either, you know, you got to move on after this year or you commit a little bit more to Anthony Volpe. But, you know, Volpe, to me, is different than Rice. Like, to me, Ben Rice has already distinguished himself as a plus hitter that I think is going to be around for a long time. Whether or not he can handle first base, I think he can eventually become average. We'll see. He can hit the hell. I love the way he hits. So I'm high on Rice. I'm higher on Dominguez than you. I don't know anything about Jones except what I've been told, and they are very worried about his strikeout rate. And so there's a lot of things that we're trying to interpret here, but and that's the problem. Like, we should have more answers on the young players. If we're still saying, well, maybe, or could he, or he might, doesn't that kind of tell you what the player is already? You know what I mean? Like, it kind of answers the question to an extent.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.